I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 cases are rising in Yemen, where 80% of the population depends on humanitarian aid just to survive another day. The majority of Yemen's reported infections came within the last 10 days. Health experts say this indicates community transmission. Nathaniel, a Christian worker focused on Yemen, says an outbreak could lead to catastrophe. Yemen isn't the only country struggling to contain COVID-19.
The peoples of the Arabian Peninsula have been hit extremely hard and are suffering greatly as a result of the virus. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, these countries are reporting significant numbers in terms of positive tests and even deaths relative to the total population of these countries.
Surround believers in the region with prayer, and we'll get you started at missionnews.org. And though the COVID-19 pandemic is forcing much of the world to shut down, Mission Cry is still sending God's word to those in need. Jason Wolford from Mission Cry says,
"There's nothing more essential than sending the word of God, and so we've done that. We just recently sent a container to China and one to Africa, and we've done that because we understand that there's people that are hurting. The only thing that's going to help somebody when they're hurting is the Word of God."
Mission Cry sends used Christian books and Bibles to areas of the world with little access to Christian resources. COVID-19 makes this mission more important than ever. Yet Mission Cry can't get more resources without extra help. So join us in praying that those materials make it into the right hands. And find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.